Hi, everybody, and welcome to Tech Tips Today with Jim. This is episode number 45. Today, we're going to visit five sites that really will help expand your classroom content to the community and to the students. Today, we're going to talk about OpenStreetMap, Metrocosm, Teaching Tolerance, ThingLink, and Getit. I really like these, so I'm excited to be able to share these with you. The first site that I'd like to talk about today is called OpenStreetMap. It's available at www.openstreetmap.org. What's really unique about this site is that you are able to see street maps from around the world. You can go to any country in the world and you can look at the street maps that they have. Think about how wonderful this would be for the social studies classroom or a world studies classroom, where you can go to a country, you can go to a city within that country, and you'd be able to see the street structure of that city. It's absolutely wonderful. One of the nice features about this also is that when you sign in, you've created an account and you sign in, you can leave comments about the streets, about the roads, about the country, about anything you'd want. You can leave little comments, and it's really kind of fun to go around on this map, because when you go to a different country, you actually see the language that the people are writing their comments in about. I really, really like this site. It's quite comprehensive. It really does cover the entire world, or at least where they happen to have streets, and I think it could be a very strong benefit in your classroom for students to be able to see how different countries set up their internal structures. I give OpenStreetMap 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Here's a site you have to check out. It's called Metrocosm. That's spelled Metrocosm, and it's available at metrocosm.com. What this site specializes in are some really, really awesome interactive charts. They are really out of this world. For instance, you can look at every plane flight in the world over 1 year. It's an animated map. It's really awesome. You can see mapping the hourly volume of taxi trips across New York City. You can see the flow of international trade. You can see the election results in three dimensions from, like, this past presidential election in the United States. You can go on and look at all kinds of information. One I really liked was looking at the immigration and emigration statuses across the world of where people have gone in, like, over a 5 to 10 year period of time. This is really, really an awesome site to be able to go to interact and see really kind of how small our world actually is. You've got to see it to believe it. It's really hard to explain this in a podcast. So go to metrocosm.com and check this out. I give Metrocosm 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. It really does have amazing content. The next site that I'd like to share with you is called Teaching Tolerance. As we all know, a lot of times we tend not to have patience with people who are different than what we are, which we really should change. And at teachingtolerance.org, you're able to have professional development opportunities, classroom resources, publications. You can access a large variety of materials that will help you be able to educate students and educate the community about tolerance for people that are different than what we are, but they're not different from where they are. It's just the opportunity to be able to teach that there are different ways to be able to look at things. It was founded in 1991, and the site is dedicated to reducing prejudice, improving intergroup relations, and supporting equitable school experiences for all of the nation's children. And the educational materials, there's free educational materials available that you can access. You might want to check this out. It could make for some really great learning opportunities within your classroom, and not singling anybody out, just teaching tolerance for all people. I give Teaching Tolerance 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. A really fun site is called ThingLink. I've talked about ThingLink before, but I want to make sure that I mention this again because this is really a great opportunity in your classroom to help educate your students in a way that's not wasting time. You can zero right in on what you want to teach. What you can do in ThingLink is you can annotate images and videos so that your content can stand out and gets remembered. You can do all kinds of great things with it. You can make images. You can make videos. It's very intuitive. It isn't difficult to be able to use at all. And basically how it kind of works is you can upload an image. You can put an image into ThingLink, and then you can go in and different spots within that image, you can click on and you can add comments and learning content to. You can put links into it if you would like. So if you say you'd find a YouTube video that would support the area that you have in your photo, you can click on that and it will go over to that video, and the students, they're just able to interact with content that you're creating in your classroom. I really, really like this site. It would be worth checking into if you would like to have interactivity in your classroom with objects that you've created and that you can post on your web page or into other digital documents that you happen to be created. ThingLink is definitely worth checking out. I give ThingLink 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. I really, really like when I'm going, when I go to conferences or I go to different sessions and I'm able to answer questions with the presenter through my cell phone or through another type of a device. There is a site that's called Gedit, G-E-D-D-I-T. And when you go there, you can create an account and you are able to create interactivity with your students. It's a free app. It works on all web-enabled devices. It's particularly great for a one-to-one classroom. It doesn't have to be a one-to-one classroom, however, but it does allow feedback from the participants in the classroom. So if you want to check with your students and see if they're comprehending a skill that you've been teaching, you can send out your Gedit to the students and the students can respond and they can let you know how they are comprehending what it is that you're teaching. It is totally private with the students. You can have accounts and then you're able to see how the students are doing, but other students in the class won't be able to necessarily see what it is that how they are responding. It's really great because it is a good confidence builder with your students and you are able to get some great formative assessments from your students. So you can really address the needs of that classroom that's sitting in front of you. I really like Gedit. It is super easy to use. They even give you training materials on how quickly you can show the students. You can actually show them how to use it in less than 2 minutes, and you're able to create a wonderful interactive and collaborative environment within your classroom. I give Gedit 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That's another episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim, everybody. I hope that you have a fantastic week and that your days are going as well as mine. Take care, love life, and be a positive role model for everybody. Bye.